Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Once again, the weather. Code Orange Air Quality Alert Day in Pittsburgh as we'll reach 92 this afternoon, the seventh time we've hit 90 of the year so far. And for people with respiratory issues, you are advised to take it easy today, Paul.
And another 92 tomorrow, Larry.
Plus, we're looking at extreme heat in the Southwest. How about Las Vegas? 120 degrees, all-time record for Las Vegas by 4 degrees set back in 2017. And Death Valley set a record of 128 degrees, unimaginable here in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Someone in that area over the weekend posted on social media they felt like they were melting like a stick of butter.
I can't imagine 128 degrees. Matagorda, Texas. That's where Beryl made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane, and they're dealing with major tidal surges, wind damage, and obviously heavy rain and flooding.
It's the heavy rainfall they're the most concerned about because of the way the terrain lays there, and it's already probably pretty saturated. So they're thinking about that freshwater flooding.
And if you're familiar with Texas, that's not too far from Houston. Houston has had, over the last few years, a series of catastrophic flooding issues. So this just adds to their woes.
Yeah, they're on the wet side of the storm in Houston.
And we will see some of the remnants apparently by Wednesday, but it looks like the bulk of the heaviest rain may be to our west. In the meantime, it will also bring us briefly a little cool down midweek, but it's going to be hot to start this week. TSA lines have been extremely long this morning, and they have stretched at one point a 104-minute wait. But there is some relief right now.
Right now, it's back to 100 minutes. It was down to around 30 moments ago, and it's back up again.
Bounce back up. You see long line stretching down that corridor, if you're familiar with the airport at Pittsburgh International, where the short-term parking doors are, that corridor, it's beyond that. And then the new move from TSA is to move pre-check to the alternate checkpoint up on the upper level.
Up on the ticketing level, right.
Right. So you would, if you're looking at TSA and the security lines, you go up the escalator on the right and then turn left and cross over the roadway, and it will take you into the alternate checkpoint for TSA pre-check only.
That's
from
correct.
4 a.m. to 7 a.m., and then I assume it'll go back to normal.
That's the plan.
But dealing with extremely long lines this morning.
And as you mentioned once before, and it bears pointing out, a number of the airline desks in the ticketing hall there don't open until 4 a.m.
Right. So if you have, in particular, an early morning flight this summer, the advice is still 2.5 to 3 hours prior to your scheduled departure. And of course, always, and it's easier now than ever with apps and text messaging from your airlines to get updates in case things change. But
I don't know. The crazy thing is, if they tell you to be there 2.5 to 3 hours in advance during that early morning window, for some passengers, that means they'll spend more time in the airport than they will in the air.
Yes, 100%. And we were told the good news is the new airport, which will open sometime next year, will have 11 TSA security lines, and that should relieve some of the congestion. But this is the busiest we've ever been, believe it or not, in Pittsburgh for airline travel. And some people may say, well, wait a minute. When we were a hub, the difference was, yeah, we were moving a lot of people. However, the people were inside the airport were coming and going from other cities using Pittsburgh as a hub, so we weren't putting as many through TSA lines at Pittsburgh International. And this, after the Pirates' disappointing loss yesterday, a blown save in the ninth, there was some good news.
We start talking about going to the All-Star game and it being really important. I feel very strongly that we have multiple people that should be going that are not going.
Derek Shelton, the manager of the Pirates, announcing in the clubhouse to the players that young Paul Skenes has made the All-Star team after just 10 starts, and that makes MLB history. And Brian Reynolds, who's had a really good season, is the other that will wear the black and gold representing Pittsburgh.
So if I have my facts straight, Skenes has more strikeouts in 10 games than any other pitcher, either in Major League Baseball or the National League. And by the way, Reynolds was voted in by the players.
Right. He's a player's favorite. And there were some others that are on the bubble, but those are the two guys a week from tomorrow who will represent the Pirates in Major League Baseball's All-Star game.
Some of these other pitchers, when we're talking about Skenes having more strikeouts, have had 4, 5, 6 more games than he has.
Right. He's pretty special. And that game Friday night was absolutely epic with 7 home runs, 2 grand slams. Skenes was amazing. And the crowd sellout got their money's worth.
Couldn't beat it.
So exciting, they ran out of fireworks. If you can imagine that. That probably won't happen again. So that's what people are talking about on the Big K Morning Show. Sunshine is now controversial. Paul, you'll love this story. Apparently, and I haven't seen it until fairly recently, there are sunscreen deniers who are suggesting that not only is sunscreen ineffective, that it's actually causing problems. And
couldn't believe it when I saw it this weekend.
Yeah, it really, for some reason, I guess, you know, obviously with the heat and sunshine around the country, it's popped up again. But this has been going on for a while. Dermatologists are sounding the alarm, saying that occasionally they would get a patient who would be a sunscreen denier for non-science-based reasons. They're seeing people way too often who are saying, oh, that stuff doesn't work. Doctors are diagnosing more skin cancer and potential skin cancer than ever. since some TikTok users are spewing misinformation about sunscreen, of all things. Do we really need to tell you you shouldn't get your medical advice from TikTok? So I reached out to a dermatologist friend, and he said, yeah, it's true. There are people that are saying, well, it doesn't work. Now, is it 100% effective using sunscreen? No. However, it is by far the best choice for exposed skin in sunshine. So if you're one of those that doesn't believe it, maybe you want to take another look. TSA, you and I talking about the TSA lines, Pittsburgh International today. In one of the busiest 4th of July vacation weeks in years, the TSA says they had 32 million people pass through their checkpoints in 1 week alone. And that doesn't include today. So what did they find? Well, the past weeks they found a tidal wave of travelers with throwing knives, ones like a ninja might use. We know about the guns. Here in Pittsburgh, grenades, fireworks. How about a samurai sword? What would make someone think, oh, it's okay to bring my samurai on board? No one will notice.
Maybe they wanted to do their Mr. Miyagi imitation.
They've also confiscated several machetes, a bag of snakes, real live snakes, in a duffel bag, tasers, an electric sander, which I didn't know was illegal. I would have been in trouble having my electric sander in my carry-on. And the list goes on and on. And, of course, lots of fireworks that people thought, oh, you mean gunpowder on an aircraft might be considered dangerous.
Yeah. And it's no wonder there are long lines at the TSA checkpoints when they have to look for all of that garbage. It's 71 minutes right now, the wait time on the main line.
So it's come down from the high we saw was 104 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's fluctuated, but it is, even for Pittsburgh International, that's really extraordinarily long because, we're kind of spoiled. We're not used to lines quite this long here. I mean, some other big cities, yeah. I've seen Los Angeles and heard stories about places.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, New York, but here in Pittsburgh, these TSA lines are really problematic. And so just a heads up, if you're flying, you might want to go early. And leave your samurai sword and sander at home. Looking at TSA lines, that seems to be in the focal point for travelers. We've seen these extraordinarily long lines, and the TSA has moved their pre-check up to the alternate checkpoint, but now I see, Paul, on flypittsburgh.com, the alternate checkpoint is now closed. So you're at 75 minutes at the main TSA security checkpoint at Pittsburgh International. So that's an hour and 15 minutes minimum to get through that.
And for the next 23 minutes, excuse me, the TSA pre-check line is down to 6 minutes.
Yeah, but the alternate, that's interesting.
Well, it's closed because they're saying it's closed because they don't want people going there, only TSA pre-check.
Well, 4 to 7 a.m., so you have another 22 minutes until, I guess, you know, if you're one of those that uses that clear check-in also, that's down on the main floor, the main TSA checkpoint. But 75 minutes, a long time. We had as long as 104 minutes reported before, but just people are on edge because many of these people didn't know about it. And so they're kind of caught thinking it was the old Pittsburgh. You just kind of sail through for the most part, right, TSA check lines.
But at 7 o'clock in just a few minutes, the alternate line will be available again. And who knows, they may have to make some adjustments.
Yeah, this is day one of them moving TSA PreCheck to the alternate upstairs, which is on the counter, the airline counter level. So if you've been to the airport before TSA, as you walk to the main security checkpoint, the escalator on the right takes you up to that level, and then you go left outside across the, which is the commercial lines where they bring in buses and cabs and different things, or your limo, Paul. I saw some of the people were worried about missing flights for obvious reasons because they didn't give themselves enough time. So hopefully you won't be one of those people stuck.
The estimate for the main line just dropped to 30 minutes. So the worst of it may be over.
Just drop now?
Yep.
Oh, that's it's interesting. How could it go from 74 to 30 minutes?
It continuously updates.
I see that.
I don't know how often they give it the data.
Well, it's causing a lot of stress for obvious reasons. So is the weather in general. We have a code orange air quality alert day. What exactly does that mean? It means the air is stagnant to the point where there's ground level ozone and issues with people with respiratory problems.
Exactly. Just that group. Now, if it gets into what they call code red, then that would apply to everybody. They would recommend everyone stay indoors as much as possible and, you know, not do things like exert yourself outside.
But if you have a post-holiday honeydew list and you want to delay that, you can simply say, honey, I can't. It's a code orange action alert day, and I'm just not comfortable.
Well, I would just say it's not going to be 92. I'm not going out there.
I ain't doing crap. And then, in addition, we are watching what's going on with Beryl. This storm, we've been talking about it for a week, made landfall in a place called Matagorda, Texas, in the Gulf there, in the Western Gulf.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of the Texas Gulf coastline there.
And so some of those remnants will make their way north, which will actually give us a brief break from the superheat. But in spite of the fact that we're around 92 for the next couple of days, many other parts of the country are experiencing much higher temperatures.
And didn't you say something about a record hot June?
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. The European Climate Service, known as Copernicus, says June was the 13th straight record warmth on the planet. So for 13 months, including this past June, we have had a global record temperatures. Now, people can argue about the why, but the people can't deny that it is happening, unless, of course, you don't believe it's actually 120 degrees. or 128 degrees in Death Valley, in which you're invited to go there and feel for yourself. But if you're flying, make sure you give yourself extra time for the TSA line. And wear cool clothing. And above all, Paul, please hydrate for the first couple of days.
Right, so we are looking at temperatures up to about 92 degrees for this afternoon, and looks like that is likely again for tomorrow. Since the beginning of July, we have kind of been at least within a few degrees of 90 on most days. July 1st was 78, but then we've been at least 86, if not higher, most of the rest of the days. We fell just shy of 90 yesterday, officially hitting 89, but it looks like 92 for today, 92 for tomorrow before we get wetter and drop back to 87 on Wednesday.
And we're going to loop around because the next break we get and some rain that we get is going to be the remnants of what is Hurricane Beryl that made landfall at Matagorda, Texas this morning, affecting 10 million people. This has been a storm that's been around for a long time now.
It has been. So it's been over a week. I can't remember the day specifically that it was named off the top of my head. But yeah, it was late last week. It's actually the middle of last week that we saw the storm moving first across the Caribbean islands. And it was a nasty storm. Unfortunately, killed a few people as it moved across the Lesser Antilles. This then affected Jamaica, moved across the Yucatan, now has weakened coming across the Yucatan, but strengthened a little bit to, as you said, become a hurricane by the time it came ashore near Houston, just to the southwest of Houston. And now it's going to lose wind intensity coming northward. It looks like the storm will kind of cut up through eastern Texas, across parts of Arkansas, then cut up through the Tennessee Valley before passing south of us, but close enough that we do pick up some rain out of that. And it looks like Wednesday is our day to pick up widespread showers and thunderstorms as the center of what's left of that storm passes off to the south of us. Downpours look like the biggest concern. We can't rule out a tornado, but it does look like a relatively small chance.
And speaking of small, this is not a small storm, is it? How big is the rain field?
Yeah, the rain field right now extends from the western suburbs of Houston all the way over to the border with Louisiana. So several hundred miles of that. That's just the solid rain when you consider how the feeder bands, the bands of rain and moisture that come in around the storm, how they reach. You've still got some rain all the way down toward the Brownsville area and all the way up toward the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. So the rain is pretty widespread.
Heather, thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Heather Zehr.
One big storm.
Yeah, it is. And this is only the beginning, they say. Storm season underway and earlier than ever to have this powerful a hurricane.
And it would still be a depression when it reaches Ohio if it holds together the way the National Hurricane Center says it will.
Yeah, depression. Yeah, that's a good word for it. We're looking for our hometown heroes this year. If you know someone who's done extraordinary things in our community without asking anything for themselves, we want to hear about it. Nominations are open at kdkradio.com. And in October, we will celebrate this year's hometown heroes. Speaking of which, coming up, we're going to also check in with the son of Bobby Greer, Robert Greer Jr. Obviously, you reported his passing over the weekend at age 91. Broke the color barrier in the Sugar Bowl, 1956, on his 23rd birthday. And he's a Pitt Hall of Famer. They're going to wear a sticker on their helmets for Pitt's football season. Had a chance to meet and get to know Bobby Greer a little bit. Pretty special person. Captain in the U.S. Air Force and really a force, not only here, but around the country.
You know, Larry, one of the stories I read as I was reading his obituary that really touched me was after the game, the two teams went to a restaurant where blacks were not served. And the players on the other team, Georgia Tech, looked at him and said, "You're eating with us." And he walked into the dining hall to a round of applause. Awesome.
Well, that's one of the stories. And they're actually looking and making a feature film about this so significant. Keep in mind, it was years after that. This is 1956, before...
100 years after this thing was settled.
Yeah, so...
This issue.
I'm anxious. This is the first time his son has spoken about his dad after his passing.
And, so, and when's he going to be with you?
He'll be here with us right after the news at 8. And then coming up, we're going to talk to Ozzy Samad from Brothers Brother Foundation. This is another feather in the cap of the region. This charity started on the north side and has served people around the world, supported by the people of Pittsburgh in a large part. And they've got some major efforts that are going on, as they always do, somewhere where they're needed most, right out of Pittsburgh.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.